Next up, our series American Anthem. We're going to take you way back to 1999. The place, Atlanta. The song, No Scrubs. The group, TLC. All you need is that riff to know that that is No Scrubs, a song uniting women, declaring no to disrespectful men. TLC, an all-female R&B group, locked up the number one position on Billboard's Hot 100 for four straight weeks. That happened 20 years ago, believe it or not. No Scrubs was an instant anthem, still is today. Sydney Madden from NPR Music has the story.
In 1998, songwriter Candy Burris was living in Atlanta. She was listening to a piece of music in her car given to her by fellow songwriter Kevin Shakespeare Briggs.
No lyrics, no melody, just the music.
Candy was riding around Atlanta with one of her girlfriends.
And we were talking trash about these two guys that we were dating. And so I started freestyling over the track. And I was just like, a scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his fat ass.
By this time, Candy had already thought of the title of No Scrubs. She'd written it down in a notebook. From there, Candy, along with fellow songwriter Tamika Tiny Cottle, quickly put the song together. They thought they'd record it, but instead, they ended up selling it to a bigger group, TLC. And TLC ran with it.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
A few words were changed. Among them, fat became broke. It helped to paint the picture of a scrub, a guy with no purpose. These tweaks had a lot to do with TLC's image. They were confident, bold, independent women. No Scrubs was successful both commercially and culturally. They made a term already popular in Atlanta universal.
A scrub is just a bum guy, you know, and just not good. You don't want to bring him home.
That's Rosanda Chili Thomas. You know, the C in TLC. No Scrubs worked for a couple of reasons. For one, the song was propelled by a dope futuristic video. Second, the marketing was smart. It was released in two versions. One was a straight R&B song, and the other one had a rap verse from TLC's Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
If you can't spatially expand my horizons, then it leaves you in a class with scrubs, never rising. I don't find it surprising if you don't have the cheese to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas. So let me give you something to think about.
At a time when late 90s hip-hop and R&B was saturated with misogyny and damsel in distress plotlines, Candy says No Scrubs helped to flip the script.
It almost made it, this song almost made it to where guys felt like they couldn't ride to an event together anymore.
It was like a wake-up call for guys like Sean Armstrong, a.k.a. DJ Face. He remembers playing the song in D.C. area clubs when it first came out.
Guys started, like, checking themselves, like, am I a scrub? Like, wait a minute, I'm out here dancing to this way. And you had to really think. I had to think, you know. I've been in the passenger side. I haven't really... I don't really lean out the window hollering at women. Like, I have my own car. I got a job. No, I'm not a scrub. Like, you had to take yourself off the list.
But Chili says it's not guys like DJ Face who have to worry.
I always say the guys that are getting upset are the scrubs. If you're not a scrub, then, you know, I mean, a hit dog will holler, right? So if that's not who you are, then you shouldn't be getting upset.
In the two decades since the song was released, it's never really gone away. It's inspired many covers across all genres by men and women. This one's from British R&B singer Georgia Smith.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, but also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
No, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No.
Here's country star Kacey Musgraves.
I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Hanging up the passenger side of the
and this one's by the rock band Weezer. At the end of the day, the original is still popular. Sophie Fulati is currently an NPR intern, and she says the song was a hit at her junior prom just last spring.
There was just screams of recognition from a bunch of girls, and they just were pulling each other to the dance floor. These are people who were born after the song was released. girls especially can relate to, you know, having that kind of struggle with like a guy who's not worth their time.
So the next song that we put out came out 20 years ago.
DJ Will Eastman hosts 90s parties like this one at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. In fact, he named his party after the TLC single. And he knows what kind of response he'll get when he drops a song.
There's an electricity that exists in the room, and you can feel it wash over the crowd. And for that 3 or 4 minutes, we're all in it together.
And after playing it for years, he finally gets its message.
It's a pop song, it's an R&B song, but there's also a subversive element to No Scrubs, which is, look, you are not in charge here. I'm in charge. I have agency here. And people, that resonates with people.
Back when they first recorded No Scrubs, TLC's Chili Thomas recognized its power.
I knew it was a girl anthem, hands down.
And she's proud of its legacy.
I feel really happy because even though you can jam to it, you dance or whatever, I know that the girls are listening. And the guys are too.
Candy Burris agrees.
You know, as women, we go through things every day, all day, all day, all day long. No matter where we go, you know, somebody is going to try to push up or trying to holler at you. They're not always a gentleman about it. And so I feel like this song, it definitely just put it out there. We're not with it. We're not feeling it. And it just made women be a little bit more outspoken.
Sydney Madden, NPR Music.